The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a happy, happy, happy Saturday. Now, it's not the kind of weather I like, but Howard, you being a pilot, you always remind me that the sun is shining. It's just above the clouds.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have some liquid sunshine today, but that's okay. You have a saying about that, don't you, Angela?
If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
Yeah, but it's not going to pour today. We're going to have lots of sunshine in between those some of those little rains today. So it's going to be great.
The other thing to think about, Howard, is that this liquid sunshine, it's so important for our grass, for our flowers, for our trees, and all of those things create fabulous curb appeal.
That's
so
right.
We really do need the liquid sunshine. So,
yeah, we sold a couple of houses this week, and it's all because they had beautiful, beautiful curb appeal. And, of course, the inside looked good, too, because the owners did what we asked them to do and made them look great. It's always what we talk about because it's so important. It made the pictures look good, which got the people that looked on the internet to say, hey, I want to go look at that house. And they sold very, very quickly as well. And you report all the time that so many houses sell very, very quickly when they come on the market, when they look good. About 15 to 20% of houses that come on the market sell very, very quickly. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, it's Mother's Day weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. But, you know, it's not just regular Mother's Day. There are some special days that are celebrated. You know, we do that fun thing at the beginning of the show each week, and to tell everybody what's special about today. So it's not just regular Mother's weekend and day. It's actually other things about mothers that's special about today. It's actually birth Mother's Day. You know, some women gave up their children and other mothers raised them. But there's a special day for birth mothers. So today is Birth Mother's Day. Special day for birth mothers. It's also Mother Ocean Day. You know, people look out onto the ocean and say, thank you, Mother Nature. And thank you, God, for that beautiful ocean. How about that one? It's also, here's a strange one. It's Dog's Mom's Day. Dog. Hey, I don't make these things up, Angela. Dog Mom's Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
For everybody who has a female dog that is a mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got a day for kids, too. It's Stay Up All Night Day. So if your kids want to stay up, there's one day of the year that it's okay. And, you know, we have listeners all over the United States, and one of our listeners from New York called to tell us that it's a special early Memorial Day. Now, we all know that Memorial Day is normally at the end of May, and we're in May, and it's usually to celebrate around, you know, the first part of the summer vacation. And it is a special Memorial Day. It's actually Lost Sock Memorial Day. So thank you, Tom, in New York, for calling us and telling us that it is Lost Sock Memorial Day. But I want to tell all our listeners that I know where all those lost socks are.
Where are they, Howard?
They are in the vicinity of your washer and dryer. They have either fallen behind the washer, behind the dryer, beside the washer and dryer, or between the washer and dryer. That's where they are all hiding, in those dark places.
Howard?
Very interesting.
Yes. Yes, Alan.
I've been noticing lately people are wearing sandals with two unmatched socks.
Well, there you go.
It's the newest fad.
It's the newest fad. Okay. So, Tom, thank you for adding to our list of what's special about today. I did have that on my list, but thank you. Now we know that people do appreciate what is special about today. There are several others that are on my list. Like, if you like miniature golf, it is National Miniature Golf Day. And something that you and I like, Angela, Butterscotch Brownie Day.
Oh.
Okay, one more, and then we'll get to real estate.
Okay.
Some people hate these. Some people don't care. It's Tear the Tags Off Your Mattress Day.
Oh, I'd be happy to tear it off.
You know, I hate them on pillows.
Yeah.
You know, the pillows that you sleep on or the pillows that you put on your couches and chairs. I hate those pillows. I hate those things. But sometimes you need it to know how to wash the pillows. That's why they're on there. When I was a kid.
Well, here's the thing. I have a solution.
What's that?
Excuse me. I have a solution, which is take your cell phone, take a picture of the tag, right, and let it just live in your photo section on your cell phone. That way, if you ever need it, you can find it. And take those tags off.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it says under penalty of law not to be removed. When I was a kid, I read that and I thought, my gosh, why would it be against the law to take those tags off? I never went past that to read that unless you're the consumer. Anyway, here we are on Real Estate Radio having a little fun this morning before we get into things. We're going to answer your questions today that you have about what's going on in real estate. And you know, we know that it is difficult for some people, and we don't want to just talk about the positive of things. We do want to acknowledge that there are a lot of people that are out of work, and we are sorry about that. You know, we are at the highest unemployment since the Great Depression, and we do know that there are some listeners that are out of work, and we do feel sorry for them. Our thoughts and prayers do go out to those folks, and we do know that there is some light at the end of this dark tunnel, in that, you know, businesses are going to open up again. We started out a few months ago with the greatest economy that we've probably ever had. We know that that's going to come back. It's going to take some time. The government is doing some things to help us out. It's not enough to put us back to where we were, you know, next week. It is going to take some time. We are optimistic. We are here to help you in any way that we can by providing information. Like, here's one thing that it's not that we neglected to tell, but it was never officially out. For those of you that are in forbearance, meaning that you've talked to your lender, and if your mortgage is backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or VA, or FHA, which are all government-backed loans, and you've gotten forbearance, meaning that there's a delay in, that you have an approved delay in paying your mortgage, how will that affect your credit worthiness or your credit score? And I want to tell you that all of those banks are reporting your mortgage as current. So that is a very, very positive thing. And if they're reporting your mortgage as current to the three major credit companies, and that's Experian and Equifax and such, that means that it has no effect whatsoever on your credit score or on your credit. So that's a very, very positive thing that they never came out and said that before, but as part of the CARE Act, that is a requirement that your mortgage is shown as current. So very, very good news.
Great news. Yeah.
Great news. Hello. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about other things. You know, how's the housing market doing overall? And you might be surprised. Now, it's very different in different parts of the country. New York City is terrible because people really have been secluded. In Pennsylvania, it's terrible because real estate is considered not essential. Here, quite different. We're going to tell you more about that when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here today with you on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. And it is such a wonderful time to think about buying a house. If you need to buy or you want to buy and you have a job that you feel is stable, you know that you'll have your income, or maybe you have cash, buy that house. Don't delay. Let's talk about what's happening in the marketplace. What do you think, Howard?
I think that's a great idea. So let's first talk about what interest rates are doing, because you know, we've talked over the past few weeks, or several months actually, about what interest rates are doing. It was predicted, first of all, 2 years ago that interest rates would be going up. They didn't. It was predicted at the end of last year that interest rates would be going up. They didn't. They've gone down. They're now at about the lowest rates that they have ever been in. That is just fantastic. Now, you have to have a job. And you have to have a, you know, half-decent credit score. It doesn't have to be great. But if you have a job and you have a credit score then that is, you know, halfway decent, and it doesn't even have to be over 700, You could be in the, you know, high 600s and buy a home. You know, the interesting thing is that rental rates are going up.
Yes.
Angela and I own some homes, and we've been able to raise rents over the past few years. There are people that are buying homes. There are many, many people that are buying homes, and the cost of their homes with principal, interest, taxes, and insurance are less than the amount that they were paying for rent.
Exactly.
So they're building equity, and it's costing them the less, costing them less. And these are young people as well. So, I mean, it's just amazing. So tell people what the interest rates are now. You're just going to be amazed, especially if you're a first-time listener.
Yeah. So the 30-year conventional rate, it creeped up just a tad, 0.03% from last week's record low. But that's still an incredible 3.26%. Now, this time last year, that same rate was 4.1%. So you can see it's a huge difference, almost a full point. The 15-year rate, it fell this week to 2.73%. And this time last year, it was 3.57%. So it is also quite a bit lower. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate is at, ready? I feel like we need a drum roll for this. 2.75%. I mean, seriously, guys, that's the way to go. Get an FHA loan. You're only putting 3.5% down. The everything about it's just easier to get into it. And 2.75%. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and And going back to the 30-year and the 15-year, you don't have to put down 20% down. You don't have to put 10% down. There are a lot of loans available at 3%. And the interest rates that we gave you, those are averages. Some people are getting less than that.
Yeah.
It's just incredible what you can get. And if you don't have 3%, you can borrow it. There are some people that are asking sellers to help them with the closing costs. Now, some of the sellers don't want to do that, but you can still ask for it. It's just amazing what people are getting.
You know, Howard, if you think about it, and this rate being 2.75% for VA, so think about our veterans or our active military. They now can get a loan up to $1 million. Could you imagine borrowing $1 million at 2.75%?
Well, I can't imagine many military people actually affording $1 million, but some of the retired ones can, perhaps, because now they're working in jobs. But still, it's great that
we
support our military and get them such a great rate.
Howard, we had one recently. We sure did.
We did, actually, yes.
Yep.
Both husband and wife.
Yep. Okay, so the great thing is these rates are expected to continue to be low throughout all of 2020 and might even be lower as the virus problem continues. So as such, if you have a secure job, now is the time to buy. Rates are incredible. And for you sellers, if you're thinking about selling, just know there are buyers willing to buy. We have seen multiple offer situations because the inventory is low. And so there is, less supply, still a lot of demand. So thinking about putting your house on the market, don't delay. Do it. It's a good time to sell.
Yeah, a lot of people think that because of the coronavirus, prices are going to go down. We have not seen that at all. Like Angela said, when the inventory is low, prices can tend to go up. We haven't seen them go up dramatically at all, but we have seen some increase. This time of year, prices go up a little bit anyway, but prices are not falling. We listed a house very recently that we had on the market a few months ago, and then the gentleman decided not to sell and the price has been raised, but $20,000?
$25,000.
Yeah.
From $350 to $375, yes.
I'm talking about the other one, Scattered Oaks.
Oh, so,
yes. Yeah, yes. And we got an offer on it. So, so prices are going up. And let me tell you, who are the buyers right now? Now, obviously, if you haven't made, if you don't have a job now, you're wondering who's buying. Who are those people, those perhaps that are new buyers now that may not have been buyers before? So let me tell you who they are. There are new first-time home buyer couples who have been living in apartments and were perfectly happy there. They lived in apartments or they lived in rented condos who now want more room, and they want them as soon as possible. They're tired of being cooped up because of the coronavirus, and they have two incomes and they frequently have no kids. And they're just, okay, they liked the apartment life, but now they've been together too long and they want more space.
That's, when you say been together too long, you mean because of the quarantine?
Because of the quarantine.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And, yeah. We used to call those dinks.
Double income, no kids. That's right.
Yeah.
And they don't want to wait for a house to be built. They may go and find a builder's house that are already built, but they don't want to wait for one to be built. Or they want one that is, a resale. Another group is, well, any house that's under $300,000. They're going very quickly. Another group is families that foresee that they are going to continue to be working from home because they were going into the office. They are still employed. But even when everything eases up, they see that their employer is going to say, hey, this is going to work out where people are going to be allowed to work from home in the future. And they don't have a dedicated office space.
Right.
They've been working out of the kitchen table, and they don't like that. So they need an office. So they are going to be looking for a larger house that has an office. So those are new sellers that didn't think they would need to buy, but they are now going to be looking because they need a house because they are going to start to work from home every day. Another group is families that need a second family room just for the kids so that adults can have their own family room. So these are families with two kids, three kids, and it's like, oh my God, I need my own space.
Yes, like a playroom.
Right. They need a second playroom, a second family room, whatever. Maybe a second story, just so that the kids, the noise from the kids, can be away.
Yes. Because you know what I've heard is that the kids who are learning from home, you and I don't have that situation, but we have grandkids that are. And the ones who are, doing the school online, it's noisy. I've had parents tell me, it's so noisy, I have to go for a walk or I have to get out of the house, with the little older kids,
Another group is families in condos or in houses with small yards that now want a yard or a bigger yard because they need a place for the kids to go out and play. That's now becoming a must-have, a bigger yard, or they're leaving a condo and they want a yard. Those are the new buyers that didn't necessarily think that they were going to be buyers before. These are the ones that are kind of not coming out of the woodwork, but that are now interested in buying. And of course, the people that are in New York, in the city, that want to get out of the city because they just feel it's too congested. And that's why there's so much concentration of the coronavirus. These are the new buyers, in addition to the people that just, are upsizing or downsizing or whatever, just the normal folks. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. health officials have revoked permission for some masks made by more than 60 Chinese manufacturers. They failed to meet U.S. standards. President Trump says the dismal April unemployment figures came as no surprise to him. The losses reflect what has become a severe recession caused by sudden business shutdowns in nearly every industry because of COVID-19. The unemployment rate hit 14.7% in April. And that could be an underestimation, according to one economist. It's the highest unemployment rate since the Great Depression. Republican Senator John Thune is urging caution before handing out $1 trillion to the states, as Democrats are recommending. States have already been granted $150 billion to deal with the impact of COVID-19, and Senator John Thune says there needs to be a full accounting of how that money has already been spent. This is SRN News.
Some tips for how to stay sane while staying at home.
Brought to you by Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies on Fort Caroline, just off University.
You can clean the house from top to bottom. Play some board games if you got them. Open up the windows and all enjoy the weather.
Get dressed. Living in your PJs for a few days is kind of fun. Living in your PJs for a month is a troubling symptom. Put on real clothes. Get out of the house. Take a walk. Ride a bike. Walk the dog. Go for a run. Just get out of the house from time to time.
I know it cramps your social style, but how about for a little while? Let's all stay far apart.
We can do this.
Let's all stay far.
We can slow the spread, flatten the curve.
Let's all stay far apart.
And become better people through it.
Together.
During the current situation, many people are baking their own cakes. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies has everything you need to bake your cakes and cupcakes. Birthday, anniversary, wedding, or any occasion, don't go without a cake. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies can help the do-it-yourselfers or recommend a baker for you. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies, 5547 Fort Caroline Road, just off University Boulevard. They even have classes. Call 513-4865 or visit JacksonvilleCakeSupplies.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Since 1928, people have admired diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs that we've hand-selected and put together because of the way they sparkle on a lady's neck or ear. And now, through May 31st, Underwoods is putting all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale at 15% below our everyday price. We also take trade-ins on these pieces of jewelry, so if you're thinking about growing a diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond studs up to a larger size, it's an ideal time to come see us. To give an example, we normally sell our 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $3,150, but right now they're on sale for $2,677.50. Our diamond solitaire necklaces are priced the same way, with sizes from 1/5 carat total weight up to 7 carats total weight. So if you need a gift that says forever, make it an Underwood diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond stud earrings. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
There will be a slight chance of showers through tonight. Partly sunny tonight with a high of 72. Low tonight 61 and partly cloudy. 60% chance of showers and cloudy on Sunday. High 74. 30% chance on Sunday night. Low is 63. And then sunny Monday through Wednesday. High near 80. Partly cloudy nights through Thursday night.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
That's a lot of happies, Angela.
Oh, well, it is a happy, happy, happy Saturday, isn't it, Howard?
Yes, for those of us that are still working, it is a very happy day. And for those of us that are unfortunately unemployed, I like to look towards the future. And the future is the stores are opening up again. The country is starting to open. And whenever that happens, it means that the economy is starting to get back on its feet, which means that all of you folks that are unemployed, it's coming. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. And that's how we should look at it. things are going to get better. There's going to be another stimulus coming. Things are going to be better. The stock market is improving, that the Van Wees are going to be telling you about when they come on the air. And by the way, they're going to be back in the studio today, so I'm going to get to see them again. They've been broadcasting from home via telephone, and you'll be back in the studio again next week as well. You've been calling in, so you have a little bit different voice. Yes, thank you, Alan, for the applause for that.
Thank you, Alan.
Yes, we've been doing a singular thing with me in the studio and you calling in. So that's been a little bit different. I can't see any of your hand signals that we usually do toward each other. Hey, we had a call.
That's probably good, though, don't you think?
No.
I don't know. I feel like people probably appreciate it.
I don't know. Say, Angela, what did
nicer to you far away?
Oh, I don't know. What did happen this week in real estate here in Northeast Florida? Before I tell about a call or question that we got this week from one of our listeners.
Okay. So according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 726 offers got accepted. That number is up 9% from last week. 614 new homes came on the market. Now, that was just slightly less than the previous week at about 6% less. But you know what, Howard? 139 of the 614, well, they're already under contract. That's 22% of what came on the market new is already under contract. I'm telling you, there's demand. There is demand. If you're thinking of selling, now is the time. 30 of those homes went under contract on day one, and 497 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say
congratulations.
Yes.
All right.
That number was a little bit less because it's compared to the end of the month, which was the week before. So
yes,
that's not really an accurate comparison to me.
Yeah, you know what we get a lot of questions about is, from buyers, they don't want to live where there is a flood zone. Now, years ago, there to find out whether a house was in a flood zone, there used to be called a there used to be companies that you paid to look up on flood maps, and there were about 6,000 different flood maps in the entire country where you actually had to find where the actual house sat on the lot to see if it was in a flood zone or not. And the U.S. Geological Service would update flood maps all the time. And now, because of computers, it's a whole lot easier. And Duval County, for one, has a very easy way to see if a prospective property is in a particular flood zone or not. So if any of you want to find if your property is in a flood zone or a prospective property that you want to purchase is in a flood zone, all you have to do is go to maps.coj.net, maps.coj.net. And then you just put in the address that you're looking for. How about that? Pretty easy. Yeah. Also,
very easy.
One of the other things, and it'll show you a map and show where your property line is, and it will tell you whether you're in an X zone. And X means you're not in a flood zone. That means you can still buy flood insurance, but it's very, very cheap. And it'll tell you whether or not you're in one of the other zones. Also, it will tell you what evacuation zone you are in if you're near water or not. So if a hurricane is coming, it will tell you whether you're in the A zone, A evacuation zone, or B zone, or C, D, E, F, or none of the above. And remember that evacuation zones are not necessarily just near the coast, because you could be along a river or a tributary, and those are subject to flooding. So you may be on the river or the intercoastal waterway. That could be an A zone for evacuation. It has nothing to do with how close you are to the coast for wind, it may be evacuation because flood is coming. So yes, a lot of those exactly. may be inland or not. Those are also shown on maps.coj.net. So that's how you do it. We are here to help you with anything like that. So it's not just whether or not you are buying or selling. If you just have a question about some things, you could just give us a call and we'll be happy to help you. You can call Angela, and Angela's number is
465-3845.
I thought you'd like to hear it in Angela's voice, not mine. My number is 687-8161. And we both, of course, work 7 days a week. You can call us anytime after. Oh, I guess. What time, Angela? What time should we have people call you? After 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock? What time should we tell people to call you?
Well, I like to get up and do my own thing in the morning, get
okay.
my own start to the day. So I think 8:30 sounds great.
Oh, you can call me at 8. I'm going to beat you to it. and up until about 9 o'clock at night. So, and that's 7 days a week. So we are here for you to answer your questions in any way that we can, even if it's not about buying and selling. If you just have a question about home ownership, just give us a call and we'll see if we can help you. We might not know the answer, but a lot of times we know where to find it. So we can help you with that as well. So give us a call. If you just want to chat about something, you know, we know a lot about different things. We know lots of people that may be able to help you as well. We have, you know, we know some attorneys. We know, you know, like Joe Pippin is on the show before us, who knows about estate planning. We can give you contact information. We, of course, know Christine Kennedy, who knows all about different mortgages. And when you go to her, it's not like going to a particular bank where the only product they have is from their bank. Christine has connections with over 100 different lenders that all have different products that they can help you with. So anyway, we want to be your source to help you with different things that you may have. Like, for example, we don't want you to put things down your drain that will hurt your, that might clog your drain or break your automatic drain cleaner, your garbage disposal. Like some things just, you know, will hurt them, like artichokes and asparagus. They will they will choke your drain, or avocado pits.
Your drain. Okay, now
everybody knows you don't put hard things down there like avocado pits and peach pits or any kind of bones, but there are stringy vegetables that will not work, like celery or corn husk or sticky food like potato peels. If you put potato peels, they will clog. I have done it too, and I've had to take apart underneath my sink potato peels. And if you rinse pasta down your drain, it can get stuck. Pasta gets sticky. Also, other things that don't decompose, like onion skins and eggshells. Especially if you have a septic system, do not put eggshells or onion skins because they are very, very difficult, if not impossible, to decompose. And other foods that clog, like lettuce, coffee grounds, and especially oil used for frying. Because when you fry foods, the fat that kind of melts, well, when it cools, it congeals again. So chicken has a lot of fat in it. And when it then cools, it clogs, and it clogs your drains. So most of you know that, but some of you do it anyway. And then you got to call the plumber. That gets expensive. Just don't do it. I pour my used oil into a jar, cover the jar, and then throw the jar away. So keep your garbage disposal working and don't clog up your septic system. Hey, we're going to be back and talk about the biggest worry about home ownership other, of course, than paying your mortgage. Stay with us. We will be right back, everybody.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today. This is a happy, happy Saturday. No matter what's happening with the weather, do not let it affect you. And Howard, did you hear what happened in New York City in Central Park this morning?
I did not. What happened?
It snowed.
Oh, my goodness. It snowed.
Yeah, there's a funky weather system happening. It's snowing there. Wow.
Well, I looked at the jet stream. The jet stream does not flow straight east and west. It actually curves. So the top part of the jet stream is over Washington State, and it's very seasonably hot there. And then it goes down and flows around, and New York is another part, the top part, and it is seasonably cold there. So the world is not coming to an end. It's just the jet stream has moved around a little bit, and seasonably hot in Washington State and in Oregon, and seasonably cold in New York City. How about that? I thought it was upstate New York that was snowing. I didn't know it was Central Park. Wow.
The news guy, I was watching national news this morning, and said it snowed in Central Park.
Well, I like, missed
wow.
that part.
Yeah.
Well, I guess your sister and brother-in-law are not enjoying themselves, or maybe they'll walk out in the snow.
I think they'd rather be in Florida right about now, yeah.
Well, think of the good things that happen when it rains and it snows. See, all of the smog and all of the germs that are floating in the air, the snow catches those germs and brings them to the ground, and they're no longer floating in the air. That's my scientific thought for the day.
How about that?
Hey, you know what the biggest worry is about home ownership other than being able to pay your mortgage? It's the cost of home repairs. And the highest cost is, we happened to see it yesterday, Angela. What did we see yesterday when we were driving around?
A brand new roof. On one of our listings.
Yes. So the best advice is to plan ahead by setting up an account. So figure out what a new roof costs and then how many years of life it has left. So let's say a new roof costs $12,000 and you believe that you have about 10 years left. So $12,000 divided by 10 years is $1,200 a year, and that's $100 a month. So put aside $100 a month in a separate account for your new roof, and that way, when it's time for a new roof, you've got it all paid for. And do the same for the next highest thing, which is an air conditioning system. Now, you can minimize the cost with a home warranty, and a home warranty costs $500 or $600 a year, depending on the size of your home and the degree of the coverage requested, because there are different levels of coverage that you get with a home warranty coverage. So now, with the potential for job loss due to the coronavirus, it's the only thing you have to worry about is paying the mortgage.
That's right.
And you've got help from the government there if you have a government-backed mortgage. But even if you don't have a government-backed mortgage, remember, talk to your lender, because the lender should be offering you a forbearance plan. The lender does not want to foreclose on your home. The lender is not in the business of owning homes. They're in the business of loaning on homes. So they will help you in any way that they can, as long as there is, a way to, that they believe they can get something back. So, you know, if they foresee that you are trying to look for a job, if you are paying something toward the mortgage, they should be able to work something out for you. All right. By the way, if you are selling your home on your own, I mean, we always recommend that you use a realtor because it will be better for you. And a lot of times you can sell it quicker. A lot of times you can sell it for more money. But if you are selling it on your own, there are some changes that you should make due to the coronavirus. And those are that you should only let people in who are ready to buy and are pre-approved. You should ask them that. Have they been to a lender and gotten pre-approved? Are they ready to buy? If they're looking to buy in the next few months, you shouldn't let them come to see your house because they're not going to buy your home. You want to sell your house now. And when your home is shown, ask that all of the prospective buyers be in the same room and have a sample of the cabinet doors already open so they don't have to touch anything. They shouldn't have to open any doors and ask them not to. And you should be able to provide them, if they don't have gloves and masks, buy some ahead of time. The masks are cheap now. You can go on the internet and buy masks for as little as, 50 cents a piece if you buy them in bulk. Same thing for gloves. There are the gloves that you can buy that are fairly inexpensive. If you're trying to sell your house, it's a $200,000 house, it's worth the few dollars that it costs for a few pair of gloves so that your house will be protected. And if anyone in the group or family, you should only let buyers in. Don't let the family members in to see your house. And if any of them have any resemblance of a cold or flu, they're sneezing or coughing, ask that they come back another time. And again, we do not foresee any changes in prices of homes at this time, but we can't predict the future in the long run. And if you do get your house under contract, you will still have to have the home inspected. Home inspection companies have their own safety protocol for virus protection, but do make sure that only one of the buyers attend the inspection, and also, again, provide them all with a pair of gloves and a mask. So
yes,
those are the special precaution for to protect your home. So those are the things that we suggest for you. Now, again, when your home is being shown, whether it's with a realtor or without it, we suggest that you make your home available as much as possible. And we, Angela and I, are doing something different in that if you have your home listed with us, we will be happy to show it for you and make sure that anyone that comes into your home is protected. Also, if you are a buyer and are reluctant to go into homes, we will do a FaceTime process with you where we will go into as many homes as you want. You can stay in the comfort of your home. We will walk around that home live with you where you can, as I say, be home, answer all your questions while you're on the phone with us. We can open up cabinets. And we'll have the gloves on. We'll have the mask on. And we can stay there as long as you want to show you everything. You know, we can walk around the house inside, out, look in cabinets, you know, just like you are there and answer your questions live, real time. So that's what we are doing special and to help you in any way you can, whether you are a buyer or a seller. And we've got some great, great houses right now. So we'd like to tell you about them.
Yes.
All right, Angela, why don't you talk about them?
Okay, well, let's talk about the newest home that's come on the market this week. It's located in Timberland Park, which is off Southside Boulevard, behind where Home Depot is and the Target on Southside. And that community, I just said, is called Timberland Park. The address is 9063. It's a four-bedroom, two-bathroom, 2,375 square feet. It got a brand-new roof in April. Got to love that. It has a screen pool area that's very large and backs up to a preserve. And they have fruit trees on the property, oranges, oranges, lemons, limes, and grapefruit. So got to love that. Beautiful home, great floor plan, a split-bedroom floor plan. It's got a side entry courtyard garage, not side entry, but a courtyard entry garage that's oversized. This is a fabulous home. I couldn't expect this to be on the market very long, Howard, not with this pool home. It is summertime, and everybody knows that chlorine will kill coronavirus. So this is your house.
Yeah, it's got lots of built-ins. It's updated. It's got granite countertops and all that. 385. I mean, it is really move-in ready.
It's
a beautiful home in a great, great neighborhood. Very private backyard. And eat your own fruit. All right.
Yeah,
we've got the 16 acres in St. Augustine with a 2,000 square foot home. If you want privacy, oh my, this is it. We've had a lot of interest right away. It's $850,000 and worth every penny for those 16 acres. The entire 16 acres are fenced. So if you want, you know, if you have young kids that want to walk around there, it's great for that. We still have the executive home on Sims Cove Lane in Mandarin with a dock. It's right off the river, a covered dock. We've got the condo at the beach for $150,000, about two blocks off of the beach. We've got a vacant lot on Cherokee for $25,000 ready to build. And we've got a Mandarin house, another pool home with a brand new roof that was just put on yesterday. A Florida room that's plus a screened-in room, a pool, a hot tub, lots of storage, big pantry, big living room, nice wood floors, brick exterior, a front porch, a rear patio, no CDD, no HOA. That one is $465. Hey, the Van Wees are in the studio with long hair. And they are ready to tell you what's been going on. It's great to see them in the studio. Folks, we love doing this radio show. You do need a realtor on your side. We are happy to help you. Call me at 687-8161. God bless everyone. Have a great Mother's Day.